Hello everyone, with another idea, a short idea relating to tefillah. We've begun the Shemona Esrei, we've taken it 3 steps forward, we've said Hashem says, I tiftech ofi yagid tilosecha, now we're about to recite the first bracha. Normally speaking, a bracha requires shame and malchus, it requires the shame Hashem, baruch ata Hashem, but the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Mem Amud Beis says, that not only does it require Shem Hashem, but Rabbi Yochanan says, Kol bracha shein b'malchus, ain't a bracha. You also need to say, Elokeinu melech olam. So the bracha has to be, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech olam. Most of our brachos start with, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech olam. And yet, the first bracha of Shemona Esrei starts, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu velokei avoseinu, velokei Avram, velokei Yitzchak, velokei Yaakov. It's not the same formula as our standard, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam. And some of the Rishonim, some of the commentaries, the halakhic authorities of the Middle Ages discuss why this is so. So, for example, the Rosh in Brachos, Perek Vav, Simen Chav Gimel states, U'bracha Rishonah Shel Shemona Esrei, Kevan De'iz Baha Kel HaGadol, Hu Chashiv Kamo Malchus. The Rosh writes that when we say Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Hakel HaGadol, that God is a God, a great God, that is similar to Melech HaOlam. So we don't need to say both Hakel HaGadol and Melech HaOlam, and therefore it is unnecessary. That's why it's not mentioned specifically in this bracha. There's another answer that's found in the Sefer HaEshkol, and there he writes the following. He says that Ein Omri Malchus Ela Al Brias Olam Val Hamitzvos Kmo Melech Shagozer Kach VeKach Yeh VeNase Miyad. We only mention Malchus on the creation of the world and on Mitzvos, like a king who makes a decree that so and so should happen and it should be done immediately. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. We bless God that He is the King over the whole world. And what has He told us? He's told us that we need to fulfill this mitzvah. Asher ki yitzev zvanu al mikra Megillah. We need to, whatever, read the Megillah. Asher ki yitzev zvanu al netilas lulav. We need to wave the lulav. So we refer to God as a melech when He commands us to do something. Or when He created the world, that God is the King, He created the whole world. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Borei Pri Eitz. God is the King who created the fruit of the tree. We mention Malchus with respect to most brachos. We talk about God having created the world, being the King as the King and the Creator, and the King as the Commander. He is the Creator-in-Chief and the Commander-in-Chief. However, Tefillah is different. Tefillah is mercy. Tefillah is when we ask from God what we need. And therefore, when it comes to tefillah, there is no need for malchus. Because we're not mentioning that God created the world. We're not mentioning that God is commanding us to do something. We are simply talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and begging for mercy. That's the second reason why we don't say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam in the first bracha of Shemona Esrei. And there's a third reason that's brought down both in the Sefer Eshkol and in the Rosh, and that is because, what do we say? We're saying that God is Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. And the truth is that God was not a king, as it were, as the Rosh writes, Lo himlichu hu aleim ha'olam ad sheba Avram Avinu v'odia tivo ba'olam. That God was not the king over the world until Avram came and he coronated HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gra, the Vilna Gaon, famously distinguishes between a melech and a moshel. A moshel is someone who rules by force. A melech is someone who rules over us, over someone else, but his rule is accepted. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, God, only became, as it were, the king over the world once Avram accepted HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the king. So when we say that God is the God of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they are the ones who, in essence, were mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are the ones who coordinated HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in sum, we have three answers why we don't start the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. First is because we say Akel HaGadol. That's instead of Elokeinu Melech Olam. The second answer is that this is not your standard bracha. Our standard bracha is we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He creates the world, or we recognize that God is the commander of chief. But when we begin to start Shemoneh Esrei, we begin to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's going on here is Hashem's not talking to us. He's not commanding us to do anything. Rather, we are talking to Him. This is our chance 3 times a day, every single day, where we have the opportunity to talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu and to plead with Him. And that's why we don't say Elokeinu Melech Olam, to emphasize that this is our time to speak to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the third approach is that really God is only a king when we coronate Him. In a sense, God's future depends upon us. God's malchus depends upon us. God is all-powerful. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu being a melech, being a king, depends on whether other people are mamlichim, and that is our task each and every day, to do things that make us be mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that make those around us be mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a wonderful day.